All right, we're here with William and Mary wide receiver Trey McBride. And Trey, first of all, how has this week gone for you, stepping up in a level of competition class-wise, but maybe not necessarily skill-wise for you?
It's been a good week. It's been pretty hectic. I didn't necessarily think that it was going to be like an all-day, all-night type of thing. But I guess I should have expected it just comes with the territory going into a profession like the NFL. So, you know, I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot from the coaches that I've just been with this whole time. And, you know, I'm out here trying to show everybody that there's no discrepancy in the playing level. I belong here. So I think I've done well so far, but there's a huge amount of improvement that can be done to finish up this week. And I'm working hard every day to try to get there.
So for fans who maybe have never seen you play, give us the scouting report on your strengths and your weaknesses, what kind of receiver you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest strength is getting DBs off balance, so I'm a good route runner. You know, after that, I'm pretty sure-handed. And then, you know, what I pretty much made my career off of while I'm here and why people notice me is because that 50-50 ball, that clutch catch that you got to have, third and long, you know, jumping, high-pointing the ball. That's why I did a lot of that when I was in college against the 1A competition. That's where everybody saw it at. So, you know, those are my three strengths right there. And then, you know, I'm always trying to improve on pushing my routes to depth and blocking, which is an important part that I got to get better at. And, you know, other than that, you know, I'm just trying to be a sponge and soak up everything that, you know, I'm hearing around me.
Do you see a different skill level in terms of the DBs covering you versus what you faced?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, these are top guys. I mean, we're all here because we're, you know, we're NFL prospects. And so to be able to go against these guys day in and day out, like you learn as you go. And I'm getting better every day because I'm picking up on, you know, things that they do. There's no film. I didn't get to watch any film on these guys. So I learn every day. And every day, you know, I'm mastering on how to get open, how to, you know, do my thing. So it's a challenge, but I'm up for it.
Is there a receiver in the league who you sort of think you have a similar game to, you sort of pattern yourself after at all?
I mean, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Victor Cruz. You know, I think that. But I've been told that, you know, by my friends, they think that I'm a Jerry Maclin kind of
That's the one to go with for us.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I try to model my game after Victor Cruz, and then I try to model my, you know, press release and stuff after Julio Jones. So.
And you've also got some ability as a return man as well, right?
Yes, sir. Kick and punt return. Kick return and punt return. I did that for 3 years, and I got CAA special teams player of the year doing that. So, you know, I'm just using that to put more value in my stock, and, you know, hopefully it'll work out.
Do you have any goals or expectations for the draft come May, whether you think you'll get picked, when you want to get picked, anything like that?
I mean, my goals are probably the same as everybody out here. I want to get picked as high as possible. And, you know, I think that, you know, my main goal is just to continue to increase my stock. And, you know, I'm not going to get into, like, I don't know where I'm projected. And, you know, I'll like, be stressed out if I try to think about that. So, you know, all I can do is control what I can control. And I'm trying to get drafted as high as possible. And I don't want to settle for anything less than that.
All right, last question. Have you gotten any weird questions from teams in terms of interviews yet?
Weird? I didn't get any weird questions, but I've had to take like pretty weird personality tests that I didn't understand how they correlated with anything football wise, but I guess it just is what it is. So
that's the process, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Trey, best of luck throughout the process. Maybe we'll see you in Philadelphia one
day.
All right. Thanks, Trey.